KP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Amanda Knox and her family in Seattle will get a good night's sleep now that Italy's Supreme Court has overturned the high-profile murder conviction of Amanda and her former boyfriend. Both were convicted of killing her British roommate in 2007. AP correspondent Francis D'Amelio has reaction.
From the defense, there was elation. Really, one of the lawyers just went racing out of the courtroom, and Amanda Knox's lawyer raced out to call her and said, when asked what she said, basically, she was too emotional to really talk about it. She was so happy.
Speaking in Italian, an attorney representing the family of Meredith Kircher says the decision is a defeat for Italian justice. Another man from the Ivory Coast was arrested, tried, and convicted of the murder in a separate trial. We're learning more about the 27-year-old German co-pilot who's accused of flying his jetliner into a mountainside in the French Alps, killing all 150 people aboard, including the pilot who was banging on the cockpit door after a bathroom break. A search of the cockpit's apartment has turned up a doctor's note that would have kept him out of the cockpit.
I don't feel anger.
Robert Oliver Calvo lost his adult son on that plane.
I'm really sad for the father, the parents of that young pilot.
He says he's been advised not to go to the crash site.
All of the passengers, including our son, there's almost nothing to be found.
He says he's not focusing on the plane's final few moments, but on the 37 years that he and his family shared with his son, Robert. I'm Rita Foley.
Between 400 and 600 human remains have been found, so far just pieces. This is AP Radio News. Tonight marks the second night of regional semifinal play in the NCAA tournament.
In the opening East Regional game in Syracuse, the North Carolina State Wolfpack are facing Louisville, while in the second contest, Oklahoma goes against Michigan State. NC State advanced with wins over LSU and top seed Villanova, while the Cardinals beat UC Irvine in Northern Iowa. In Houston, the first half of the double dip has UCLA playing Gonzaga in a South Regional semifinal. The second game features Duke and Utah. The Bruins of UCLA advanced with wins over SMU and UAB, while Utah eliminated Stephen F. Austin in Georgetown. This is Jack Briggs.
Repeating our top story, tears and cheers in Seattle, where Amanda Knox, an American student, has heard her murder conviction in Italy has been overturned by that country's highest court. Her attorney says she was very happy but couldn't talk for crying when he told her the good news. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.